Mattinson?
No, Matt. Well, Matt. Like, Matt is a nickname for...
Matthews?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. And what's the shortened version of Jonathan?
Joseph? John.
Yeah, John.
John.
So see, those are the two names we're looking for, yeah. Yeah. Matthew and John.
Yeah, okay.
And that's as tough as it gets.
Okay.
Now, you go to college to get what?
Educated.
Mm-hmm. And you would check books out from the...
library.
Uh-huh. And did you have children?
Two.
Uh-huh. What would you have?
Two boys.
Uh-huh. So, if you had a girl, what would she be? She would be your...
daughter.
Uh-huh. And your... I don't know if you had a sister or brother, did you? Or
sister.
Uh-huh. And your sister's son would be your...
cousin. Nephew.
Yeah, nephew, right. And your mother's sister would be your...
aunt.
And your mother's brother would be your...
uncle.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, did they have a separate name for teachers who were women versus teachers who were men? Or were they all called teacher?
They were all called teachers as far as I know. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, in the Northwest, if a teacher was a woman, it would be a woman teacher.
Oh.
Did you ever hear that? okay, at a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the...
best man.
Mm-hmm. And one of the women who stands up for the bride...
is the lady in waiting.
Or is that the same as a bridesmaid?
Or bridesmaid.
That's the same?
Yeah.
Okay, okay, good. Now, the people who are related to you are your...
relatives.
Okay, and people who are not related to you?
Friends.
Okay.
I don't know what they are.
Well, in some parts of the country, they have the words kith and kin.
Oh.
And kin would be people who are related to you, and kith would be people who aren't related to you.
Oh, okay.
Could you tell me a little bit about your house, like what kind of a house it is, and could you give me sort of a little word picture of the rooms?
You mean where I live now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We live up here in Manhattan Heights, which is a historical district.
Hmm.
It's a two-story house, brick. We have 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, living room, dining room, kitchen, a den, and a dressing area. Have a half basement, which used to be the toy room for the kids, and then we have a two-car garage, separate building, and a maid's room off of the garage with a three-quarter bath.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now the type of house that you have is like the style, or do you know what style is, or like what it's constructed of?
Yeah, it's constructed of brick. It's
mm-hmm.
a brick house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it would be, I guess, kind of a Spanish type, maybe, mm-hmm. they might call it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of covering does it have on top?
The roof is composition. Composition
okay.
roof.
And what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso? Other types of houses or construction materials?
Well, the older houses, like this is an old house, are mm-hmm. most of them are brick or masonry. Today, most of them, I'd say, are stucco,
mm-hmm.
frame stucco, probably, with composition roofs. You cannot build a house and have a shingle roof in the city limits.
Oh, is that a fire code
uh-huh.
regulation?
So you have to have either a slate roof or a composition.
What about, there's another kind of house that they don't allow in the to be built in the city, I guess, because of some sort of building codes. It's a thick-walled house. What do you call those? The ones with the really thick walls they used to build a lot of.
You're not thinking of adobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you can build an adobe house in the city.
Oh, you are allowed to build one now?
Yeah, yeah.
Because some people were telling me you couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Or that the city was kind of funny about that.